Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to a Golden Gems podcast. Today we're looking back at the origin and presentation of the carols and hymns that we reviewed on our www.goldengems.net Christmas episode number 2. We invite you, if you've not already done so, to listen to those and then come back and learn more about the carols presented there. We begin today's review with Snowfall, which is the title song of Tony Bennett's Christmas album, a 1968 studio album by Tony Bennett, his first Christmas album. It was arranged and conducted by Robert Farnon. Even though they'd been friends since the early 1950s, Bennett and Farnon had not recorded together before, Bennett having such reverence for Farnon's work that he felt he wasn't ready and not developed enough as an artist to record with him. Farnon, who normally recorded in London, came to New York for one of the two sessions that produced the album. It was reissued once more in 2007, again with different cover art, and included a bonus DVD containing excerpts from Bennett's 1992 television special, Tony Bennett's A Family Christmas.
A Christmas festival. As only they can do it, the Boston Pops, under the direction of Arthur Fiedler, help us get into a festive Christmas with a medley of Christmas favorites.
Mary, Did You Know? Is a Christmas song addressing Mary, the mother of Jesus, with lyrics written by Mark Lowry in 1984, and music written by Buddy Green in 1991. The song, following its original presentation, has gone on to become a modern Christmas classic, recorded by hundreds of artists over the years, across several genres. The song encourages contemplation of the relationship between Mary and her son. Lowry has stated that, "I just wanted to put into words the unfathomable. I started thinking on the questions that I would have for her if we were to just sit down and have a conversation. None of the questions are answered in the song. Instead, the lyrics invite the listener to contemplate the relationship between Mary and her divine newborn son, even if her faith and awareness did not yet include the details of what would unfold."
Christmas Every Day is a song with both lyrics and music written by Aaron Neville. Aaron is an American R&B and soul singer from New Orleans. He has a mixed African-American, white, and Choctaw heritage. The hit is from a soulful Christmas album recorded in 1993.
Sing Lullaby is an ancient Christmas hymn translated into English by S. Baring Gould in the late 1800s. Gould was an Anglican priest, novelist, folk song collector, and hymn writer. He's best remembered for his hymns, Onward Christian Soldiers, and Now the Day is Over.
A Mother's Christmas Wish, lyrics and melody, both were written by Olivia Newton-John and first performed for her Christmas album in the year 2007.
What Child Is This is a Christmas carol with lyrics written by William Chatterton Dix in 1865, and set to the tune of Greensleeves, a traditional English folk song, in 1871. Although written in Great Britain, the carol is more popular in the United States than in its country of origin.
Gift of Love is a Christmas carol written by Hal Hopkins, a gifted and prolific composer and arranger. He has produced several Christmas carols. This is one of his most popular songs.
Carol of the Bells, written by the Ukrainian composer Mykola Lenkovich in 1911, with lyrics by Peter Wilhowsky. As the title implies, this hauntingly beautiful song is about the sound of bells at Christmas time and has been recorded and performed by countless artists.
Parade of the Wooden Soldiers is one of the most popular songs from the Nutcracker. The story of the Nutcracker is loosely based on the E.T. Hoffman's fantasy, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, about a girl who befriends a nutcracker who comes to life on Christmas Eve and wages a battle against the evil Mouse King. Peter Tchaikovsky began work on the music adaptation in February 1891, continuing his efforts while on an American tour later that year for the opening of Carnegie Hall. Selections from The Nutcracker were first performed as an orchestral suite in March of 1892. The ballet proper debuted in December of that year. It was presented at St. Petersburg's Marinsky Theater. The Nutcracker has become the most frequently performed of all ballets and has served as an introduction to classical music for many young people. Because the first act is set at a Christmas party, the ballet is often presented at Christmas time.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow was written during the summer heat wave in Hollywood, California. Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein collaborated in writing a song to help them imagine cooler conditions. Although not mentioning Christmas or any other holiday in the song, Let It Snow has come to be regarded as a very popular Christmas standard.
Ave Maria, or Ellen's Song, as it was first known, was composed by Franz Schubert in 1825 as part of his Opus 53, a setting of seven songs from Walter Scott's popular narrative poem, The Lady of the Lake. It is one of Schubert's most popular works. Beyond the song, as originally composed by Schubert, it is often performed and recorded by many singers, such as Ave Marie, the Latin name of the prayer Hail Mary. It was arranged in three versions for piano by Franz Liszt. Well, this is Dave and Bill. Been our pleasure today to review some of these wonderful Christmas carols and songs. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to our website, www.goldengems.net, and listen to this wonderful music.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories of the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artists and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill, heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems